This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social. The events in Manhattan in these last days largely resembled the circus came to town. All of the major networks on the planet, I believe, were there. It looked like Super Bowl around Center Street, where the New York courts attend, usually having to do with straightforward district attorney. That's an area where there are a lot of attorneys, a lot of prosecutors, a lot of law and order. But this time it was about a former president of the United States and an indictment by the local Manhattan district attorney over an allegation that I can't unpack. So I'm going to leave that aside and say what I concentrated on all week was that this is unprecedented. No president or former president has ever been indicted for anything. And the reason has to do with discretion, good sense, logical thinking by all the generations before us, that it quickly becomes partisan contest and undermines the credibility of the U.S. government. Devin, your thoughts witnessing that strange conduct by the DA and his lieutenants in charging Donald Trump with, again, I can't summarize it. It's a misdemeanor that somehow connects to a felony, although the best voices I know to talk to, lawyers, teachers, professors, haven't been able to figure out what the felony is because it's not in the indictment. Can you figure it out, Dan?
No, John, nobody's going to be able to figure it out because it doesn't exist. This was based on this, you know, the use of campaign funds. Well, there is a governing body called the Federal Elections Commission that is quite very active. They're, you know, I have, you know, my campaign accounts that are still open. They are constantly monitoring those accounts, and it is quite often that people, you know, have to pay a fine or they have to make an adjustment or they get a notification. So I'm not going to say it's a well-functioning a government agency, but it seems to do the job to ensure that people are using these funds properly based on the laws. And the Federal Elections Commission, John, never looked at the Trump campaign at all for this. It was never even looked at. It was well known. Mueller had been through all this information during the whole Russia hoax. And so the idea now that you'd have this a local DA from Manhattan go in and enforce federal law that wasn't even enforceable, where people said that he didn't even break the law, you know, where you've got the same or worse, it's true that you had Hillary Clinton, who actually did get paid a large fine because she moved funds through, laundered them through a law firm that then laundered them to a former British spy, that then in order to make up the phony Steele dossier that kicked off this whole Russia hoax. One would argue that there a whole bunch of crimes were committed. John Durham with his investigation was able to bring three indictments. He got one conviction, two were let go in Washington D.C. And I would say there's probably more people that need to be prosecuted, but nobody ever looked, not even us, John. We never looked nor were interested. When I say us, I'm sorry, but for maybe the listeners who don't know, when I was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and we ran the investigation and were the first to come out and say that the Russia hoax was indeed just a hoax, you know, we made some 14 criminal indictments. We were very well aware that the Clinton campaign had paid for this dossier. In fact, the reason people know that is because we're the ones who discovered it, John.
Right.
And our investigation did. We never once
thought about... Let me point people to the Nunes memo of winter of 2018. Please consider. Continue, Devin.
Yeah, simply put, John, we made 14 criminal referrals to John Durham, and this wasn't one of them. In fact, it never even crossed our mind that a campaign violation would be some kind of criminal activity, because the laws are pretty clear on what is criminal and what is not. This didn't even reach the level of even being a problem. In fact, it was deemed that the payment was fine, and it's in the normal course of business. So what's happening is the Soros DA, so this kind of the Soros anarchist wing of the Democratic Party, are slowly taking over these large counties where they elect radical DAs, radical mayors, and you're getting a breakdown of societal norms, and they're putting these big city states, they're turning them into chaos. And you see that, I mean, you know it, John, you lived in Manhattan, you no longer live there. And you see it in Washington, D.C. I mean, these are cities now that if you're a Republican, you have no interest in going to them. I mean, just look at San Francisco. Just in this last week, you had a tech executive murdered. You had a former swimmer, that's been speaking out against the trans movement in women's sports, how you have men competing in women's sports. She goes to give a speech in San Francisco and gets locked in a closet for 3 hours. So you just continue to see the breakdown of norms. I don't know where this heads, John, but you know, from the time they went after Donald Trump, they tried to take him off the battlefield for the 2022 election. That was the whole Mar-a-Lago document hoax raid. They thought that was going to be something brilliant. Well, what happened is Trump went up in the polls. Then they went and said, well, Trump's going to be arrested and be indicted. Trump went up in the polls. Then they went ahead and indicted him foolishly. And Trump goes up in the polls. And now I think, you know, barring, you know, some major change here, you know, Donald Trump is well on his way to be the Republican nominee for president, you know, largely because of these hoaxes and attacks, which people, I think, are seeing. The base of the Republican Party is like, look, you know, this is wrong. You know, you can not like a politician. You can not like a politician's personality or their policies, but you don't get to weaponize the justice system and the intelligence agencies and the court system. And that, you know, for Donald Trump, John, and his family, this has been going on since 2015. I mean, this is really extreme attack on a Republican. And that's, I think, the frustrating part for many Republicans like myself, and who have, you know, been in these battles for a long time, is, you know, every Republican should be supporting President Trump in his fight against this two-tier justice system, because it's completely out of control. And if it doesn't get reined in, it leads America into a very dark place. We've been in a very dark chapter of American history that started with the Russia hoax, and it continues to get darker every single day if this madness doesn't end.
Final thought, Devin. I'm flabbergasted, and I believe so is our colleague Victor Hansen, I know, about the number of people, well-spoken people, people who appear on television, people who write op-eds, who still maintain that there's something there in the Russian hoax. It's flabbergasting. And if you start with an unreality as the basis for your enmity towards a politician, you can go anywhere, including to what we saw last week in Manhattan. The indictment of a former president for a crime that nobody knows. The next meeting is December 4th of this year. And our colleague Daniel Henniger of the Wall Street Journal and I both agreed we won't remember what happened in April when it gets to December 4th. We can't imagine how far away that is. So perhaps by then there'll be some common sense returning to all of this business of partisan conflict. This is about electioneering. This isn't about the law. And electioneering is fine. We have frequent elections. Win at the polls, not in the courtroom. Devin Nunes, CEO and guru of Truth Social, where the First Amendment is a friend. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.